The Burt Show.
Television show lost Wednesday night, and people like Massey, we have a couple of people here at All the Hits Q100 that are in that subculture that as soon as the show is on, they TiVo it, they go back, they try to decipher every single scene.
Yeah, I go to the message boards afterwards on ABC.com, Lost, all the different message boards, and you try to figure out, like, what's going on. If you do not watch the show, you have no idea what we're talking about, but every teeny tiny little thing in that show has a meaning. And everybody's connected, and it's all crazy, and you you don't see it coming, and then all of a sudden, boom, that guy was in the scene last season on so-and-so, and yeah, it's all crazy.
You've got, like, links to your favorites, like YouTubes, which is, like, the instructional videos from the, what's it called? The
Hanso Bunker. Foundation.
What's the bunker? What's the underneath thing called?
The hatch.
The hatch. Yeah, and they find videos in the hatch, and Jamie's, like, watching those videos on YouTube to, figure out meanings from
them. They ran commercials during last season, commercials for the Hanso Foundation. It looked like a real commercial, but it was actually a Lost commercial, and it's all kind of, I don't want to give anything away if you haven't downloaded, you know, or seen season two yet, but they send you to this website, and it's all crazy.
And you call me the geek.
Yep. Professor Sloop is a professor at Vanderbilt University. Higher education.
Vanderbilt. Yeah, I'm originally from Nashville, so yeah. It's a very well-respected institution, and right there in Nashville, Tennessee.
And he teaches Lessons from Lost, a case study introduction to cultural studies. Hi, Professor Sloop.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm more intrigued by the story you were just talking about, almost, this guy that you were just talking about.
Yeah. More on Mike, huh? Yeah, he's been a soap opera the last couple of days on the show. You could teach your students a lot by listening to this show just for 24 hours.
Burt Show 101.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It sounds like it.
Why did you choose Lost? I mean, there are so many different shows that you could probably use as a focus point.
I don't think so. Not like this one. I chose Lost, and this is a first-year seminar, so it was a limited, small course. And what I was thinking was cultural studies, forget cultural studies for just a minute. Great literature, what it does, right, just gets us to ask questions about life and about our role in life and all that. And what are we? Who are we? Where are we? All those sorts of questions. Lost does that better than anything. And the main reason why I wanted to teach the course is because of people like the one you were just talking about. Which one of you? I don't know who gets so obsessed about it, right?
Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, what better text do we have in culture today for students to ask those questions where they get so excited about it and are actually doing so much of this work on their own? And in a way, they're doing some of the same types of work you want them to do with any type of text, like literature, like anything else. But I've never met yet a student who is looking on message boards about Moby Dick or about Ulysses, but about Lost, they're doing it.
So is the show Lost essentially your textbook?
No. You know, of course, we're doing all the same types of readings I would do in any course where I was doing cultural studies, looking at the production of the text, looking at the meanings, representations, etc. So we're doing all of that sort of reading. But then we're using the show as a case study. So each week during the semester, we're watching four episodes, one of the disc from the DVD, right? So we use that as the case study each week for whatever concepts we're talking about. So this week, we happen to be talking about masculinity. So we're watching the final disc of season one, even though we'll get together tomorrow night for the season premiere of season three. They've all, of course, watched these things multiple times. So the show becomes our case study each week for whatever it is that we're reading about.
So what does it teach you about masculinity, the last episode of season one?
What does it teach me? I hate to tell you what it teaches us. I like the students to draw out those lessons, of course. But really what we're looking at, what we'll look at in the show, and we'll be doing this today, and on Thursday we'll be taking a look at different forms of masculinity on that show and what's competing and what do we find appealing, et cetera. How it operates today, and in my mind, for my money, actually, what's more interesting about the show than masculinity is femininity, because there's so many different, versions. By the time you get into season two, competing, it's sort of an interesting reflection of what's going on in our culture, I think.
So you kind of have like hard-ass cop woman, Evangeline Lilly's character, also,
right?
That you would all sit down and actually study.
Yeah, right. When we talk about it, et cetera, and we find out, one of the things I like to do a lot is to go to the message boards that you were just talking about to see how other people are conflicting over those sorts of characters. What it is, we see reflected in them. What do we like? What do we dislike as a whole? And it's sort of an interesting barometer for some of what's going on.
I'm curious how, like, the rest of the administration, when you propose this, I mean, because this is Vanderbilt University. This is not like some JUCO we're talking about.
Yeah, I know, but let's keep in mind, you know, I was just looking. Of course, I got this link sent to me from everyone. Somebody put together a webpage where it was the top 10 moronic college courses.
I just saw that this morning. Yeah.
We're, of course, number one.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, I know. But here's the deal. If you look at that top 10 list of college courses that are moronic, supposedly, they all deal with the same thing. They're all dealing with popular culture. And it's sort of a short-sighted idea to say just because of the topic matter, these are moronic courses. Because, you know, it's going to be how we deal with them, which is really good, what's going to matter. There's this great book by Steve Johnson, What's Bad is Good for You, and he makes this argument that, you know, television and everything else has gotten so complicated now because of the multiple ways we decode them. And Lost is a complex show. When you get someone real geeky about Lost talking about it, they can almost intimidate people out of watching it. Right?
I know, it's totally true.
You can. Sorry. It sounds like, oh, my God, I have to know too much to watch this.
Right, right.
Well, I think, as long as I present it right, I mean, I think the administration doesn't want to be on a top 10 moronic list, right? But this is a first-year seminar. It's for freshmen to sort of introduce them to concepts. I think on that level, it's an easy sell. I mean, it was, you know, of course, everybody wanted to sign up for it. You know, there was a huge number of people, and we limited it to 15. As long as we can present it in the proper way where it's not a course where we're just going in, you know, we're not just sitting around, you know, watching TV and eating popcorn, then I can, you know, it'll come off okay that way.
So, Professor, you said this is a course for freshmen, and what kind of credit are they earning for this course?
In our general curriculum, you have to have a freshman or first-year writing seminar. So I'm in communication studies, and I think it's numbered that way. But really, what's going to fit in the curriculum is under the writing seminar. So they have to write a number of papers and go through a number of drafts about. And again, they're using Lost as their text, but they'll all take different takes on Lost and what they want to argue with it. And I'll get to see those papers, the first round of them this week. It'll be interesting. I got to tell you, these students are so irritated with me that I made the due date for the first paper the day after the.
that's
not right. That's terrible.
Well, you know what this is? This is one of those, I mean, and all of us have spent time at college before, but this is one of these classes that you sign up for because you think it's going to be a cakewalk, boy. And then when you get in there, you realize how serious the teacher is all about it, and it's like the toughest class you have.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that it's going to be the toughest class. And they are having fun, right, with the material. On the other hand, I think some of them are wondering, what the hell have I gotten into? Because, you know, it of course is not just about Lost. So I think it is one of those courses where they're having a good time and they like talking about it, but I'm convinced they're all tired of people saying to them, oh my gosh, how's that Lost course? All you must do is watch TV. I think they're getting fed up with that, you know?
Well, we appreciate your time very much. Again, Lost is on Wednesday night. This class from Professor Sloop, Lessons from Lost, Case Study, Introduction to Cultural Studies. We got to check back with you like mid-season to find out how it's all going for you guys.
Do that. It was great talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
The Burt Show.